my father, my first stepfather, and then finally Link. I couldn't handle being broken again, especially a second time by Link James, professional football player and owner of many hearts, including my own.
Link. You up?
I swallowed past the lump in my throat and replied.
Conley.
Yep, lots of homework to do. I'm not sure this master's degree thing is for me.
I really was thinking that. The more that I studied and the more I got away from the actual nursing part of nursing, the more I realized that maybe I'd made the wrong decision. Originally, my goal had been to become a doctor, but that would take way too long for me to accomplish. And on top of that, the required schooling was so intense that you couldn't really work or do anything else while in school. In the end, I changed my major to nurse practitioner with a plan to possibly explore the option of becoming a doctor once I had established myself financially. A long time ago, my mother, brother, and I had been poor. And when I say poor, I meant the kind of poor where eating ramen noodles once a week was a treat, and I was stealing shoes from the store for my baby brother. That kind of poor. My mother wasn't the one to do that, though. Nope, it had all been me. But as I got my bachelor's degree in nursing and then pursued my nurse practitioner's license, I only had one goal in mind. To never be poor again. I didn't want to be poor. I couldn't handle being poor. And the one thing I could do to ensure that I wasn't was to educate myself and find a very well-paying job.
Link. Then quit.
I rolled my eyes. He'd told me that before.
Conley. I can't just quit. Not everyone gets multi-million-dollar contracts to play football, you know. I have to pay my bills and my school loans.
School loans were scary to me. For someone who feared being in debt, putting thousands of dollars on credit to be paid after I finished my degree would be downright debilitating if I let myself think about it too hard. Like right now.
Link.
You have a degree from what I remember. You also have a job utilizing said degree where you make pretty good money, or so my dad tells me. Why don't you just keep doing that job? Your mom said that you liked it the last time I was over there.
I felt my stomach drop. Link still thought that my ultimate goal was to continue in school to become a doctor. He hadn't realized that I'd changed my degree path, and he'd gotten the wrong profession and hadn't taken the time to learn the right one because he was too busy trying to save my soul by staying away from me. At least, that was what I got from my mom. Mom was never one to pull punches with me, and from what her husband had told her, Link thought he would hurt me. And in order not to do that, he stayed away even though he supposedly didn't want to. I called bullshit, but it wasn't like I could force someone to be with me who didn't want to be. Just thinking about it made me angry, which was why I did what I did next.
Conley.
Sorry you lost.
Link.
Night.
I chuckled at that. Link really didn't like to lose. Even more, he hated being reminded of that loss.
Well, I didn't like being reminded that he didn't want to have anything to do with me, so there was that.
Instead of dwelling on it like I usually did, I turned my focus to studying for my exam tomorrow and tried not to think about how much I hated this class, as well as the subject that I was studying in general. The next day dawned bright and early, and wouldn't you know it? Link's face was the first thing I saw as I turned on SportsCenter. I immediately turned it off and skipped my normal morning routine, knowing that if I saw Link's face again, I'd likely lose my shit. Link had a way about him, a way that made me lose my train of thought and caused me to forget that I was a grown-ass adult and not a teenager with a crush on an older man who didn't want her. It had been 8 years since I'd met the man. But with the way I still felt about him and how much his rejection still stung, you would think it was yesterday. 8 years ago.